Hi, I'm Daisy,
Hi, I'm David.
and we're the MSA Crusaders. Hello, MSA Crusaders here today with David and Daisy, episode 14. Want to say happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there that's listening. Thank you for taking the time and listening to our show.
Hello, a happy Gobble Day.
Gobble, gobble. I hope everybody's had their turkey and their turkey naps and feeling real good today.
I'm waiting for my mother's world-class stuffing, and then I will go to sleep nice and early.
That trip's lame from that turkey.
Mm-hmm.
So today we're going to share what we're thankful for. And I want to start by saying that I'm thankful for David and being here with MSA Crusaders.
Wow, that's cheating, Daisy. Wow, that's you can't say that. Well, what do I say back to that?
Oh, you can say you're thankful for me too, I guess.
I am. I'm a very different person. Someone says, "Hey, you're the best." It's like I don't really say it back because it's a compliment to me. And I am though, Daisy. I'm thankful that you take up a lot of my time with texts and phone calls and spontaneous emails and things like that. So it is definitely a pleasure to work with you on a podcast that's dedicated to MSA and giving other people opportunity and hopefully some hope, you know.
And it gives me purpose. I feel like it gives me meaning to be able to do this with you and help others, hopefully, and not know what they're going to go through and know that there's support out there for them. We want to be here for all of them.
I can tell you this gives you purpose. I really can, because when you asked me to do it, you were so happy and just yearning. I can feel the yearning in your voice and your face to do it. Like you had to do it,
Well,
right?
I have been wanting to for a while, but I did not want to do it by myself. And when I saw your videos, I was like, he's the one. I'm gonna ask him. So I had to reach out to you.
It is hard doing things single. You know, my videos are—they're not hard. They're time-consuming. Take a little thought and effort, and you know, putting words together with MSA is definitely hard, as everybody knows, listening to both of us. But yeah, I would say this is probably the event of my year so far is starting a podcast with yourself, being able to
So
get all the reactions.
I'm thankful for you saying yes.
My pleasure, Nathy. My pleasure.
So let's see. I'm thankful for my caregivers and my therapists. They
Without
support
them,
me.
yeah, without them, where would we be, right?
I would not be out here talking, that is for sure. Oh, I'd be choking on my own words.
That's
But
true.
I love my aquatic therapy therapist. He's also a counselor. That's the only time I get out of the house, so it's really good to have some socializing going along with that aquatic therapy.
Yeah. That's the best. Slow motion and moving those muscles.
You get muscle memory in that water, David. It's really neat.
I noticed when I was swimming a couple weeks ago off the beach and stuff like out of Miami that it's I felt so much better walking for like the rest of the day and even the next day. And then, you know, after I came back to reality in Chicago, it's like you know, back to normal because I don't have that those pools and the beaches and stuff, you know.
Well, I have to wear ankle weights because I can't stand up. I float away.
That's hysterical. Hey, well, I mean, you used to go diving for ankle weights back in high school. That was interesting.
He
So,
anchors me.
yeah, it keeps you planted. Yeah, they better. We don't want you floating away because I'd have to substitute you with somebody on a podcast, you know.
Oh, no, I can't have that now.
Yeah, our local Burger King drive-through person is our sponsor.
Too funny. So I love working with you.
I'll be honest. There's so many things that we can be thankful for, and it gets rhetorical, and that sounds probably bad, but people that know me say that it's not. I don't think we could be thankful for everything equally. I don't, you know, thankful for your wife and your mom and your dad and kids and siblings and priest and you know,
It's different, but it
it's,
has
yeah.
different for each of us.
It's never the same, but you know, if there's one person that has, you know, like for instance, my kids, you know, I'll start off with the easy one, the kids. And my two daughters, 18 and 12, have never disappointed me in life. Yeah, they've made mistakes. Everybody has, but they never made detrimental mistakes. They've never done illegal mistakes or things that were, I was disappointed in them, right? To be a father or whatever. But, you know, my kids, especially having, on top of that, you know, coming to the MSA, you know, they know that when I ask for something, it's because I have an issue doing it or I can't do it. Yeah, I mean, they're kids, you know, they might take their time in doing the chore and helping you sometimes. Yeah, those are kids though, but you know, they are a very vital and energetic and youthful asset to have for someone that has MSA. I will say that.
Well, and I can say I'm different that aspect. I'm thankful for my kids, but in a different way, because like my son, he's my youngest, he's 28. And tomorrow he's cooking Thanksgiving dinner for a change. It's the other way around. So let's see how that goes. But on the other hand, I'm thankful for him to do that.
You got to. I mean, my kids are really a perfectionist at making homemade crepes now. So, you know, you got your son making Thanksgiving. I got my kids making crepes. And, you know, they're, because, you know, I can't stir like I used to. The mechanism, the motion doesn't work. And it's those little things we take for granted sometimes. Simply making crepes in the kitchen, you know?
Yeah. And my son, he's in the military. So I haven't had Thanksgiving with him since 2018. So it's really going to be nice to be thankful for him to cook the dinner and have everybody at his house and just have him for Thanksgiving.
Is he in the Army?
He's in the Air Force.
Air Force. Ah, there you go. What does he do?
He's a post command officer.
I'll pretend, but I know what that is.
He sits at the desk and watches cameras all day.
Oh, a post, like an installation.
Yeah.
Okay.
And he was on the a plane that flew around and kept us all safe.
The white and blue one? The Doomsday plane?
That's the one.
I know a lot about those ones. I love researching the Air Force and everything military. I love it. I think we got like four or five of those. One on standby all the time.
That's right. And he did that for about 4 years. Oh. And he just got moved home, stationed close to me now. So I'm really thankful for that too.
this thankfulness is going to get rhetorical here in a second. Yeah, having a family close to you, that's true. You know, my mother and her husband, Harry, are about 6.5 hours away. So it's not like a big jump when they're in Indianapolis, about 2 hours away, right? Or where my mom was. So, yeah, you know, having family close to you is definitely, it's a thankfulness to have, especially when you need them. You know what I mean? Obviously, yeah. We always need our parents and family members, but
he's been in the Air Force for 8 years. And he's been in Alaska, Nebraska, North Dakota, Dubai. So it's great to have him close to home
again. Oh, yeah. Air Force. They got some missile men, I think, tubes, launchers in the Dakotas and in the upper plains or whatever. So, yeah, it makes sense. But, yeah. That's good. Boy, you got to be close.
I'm thankful for my husband, too. He's my main caregiver. Without him, I don't know where I'd be. He helps me get out of bed, in bed, into chairs, into the wheelchair, cuts my food up for me, cooks, goes to grocery shopping. He does everything.
That's the gentleman in the background I see during our podcast that's doing everything. He's making the show run from behind the scenes, right?
That's right. Gets me ready for the show.
Hey, that's the, you know, well, I don't know how they say it, but you know, behind every good wife is a good man. Behind every good man is a good wife, and it's true. I mean, I see it every week with you. There's always somebody behind you that's taking care of you and even feeding you during podcasts, which is pretty surprising.
Give me my pills.
Yeah, all the pills. Yeah. With that great fork of yours.
I have I have my caregiver sometimes in the background, or my husband. and they only hear when he's going to the grocery store. Other than that, he's here all the time. So I'm really, really, really thankful for him, number one.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's talk about that. I mean, my wife married 21 years, and through thick and thin, and I mean that like probably every marriage, I'd imagine. You know, our spouses know us with, no matter if it's been 10 years or 21 years, but, you know, nobody better to understand me and to know my wishes, my wants, needs, desires than, you know, my wife. And, you know, I'm thankful for someone, not only that is, it's going to sound really weird, and don't smack me for it, but having a woman, I want to be clear about this. Not only am I thankful for being a husband and having a wife, because wives are definitely more compassionate than men, just by nature, because if this was backwards, you know, I'm a pretty stone-faced person, you know. I got, my dogs have broken their clavicle, their wrists and stuff on playing sports. I'm like, oh, just walk it off. You know, it's nothing. You're okay. You know, don't cry. You know, it was always forbidden to really cry in my family growing up. So I'm grateful that I have a wife that is compassionate, you know, that also worked in the medical institutions for a long time. And she, you know, she has those bedside manners. She comes from a family, Mexican, right? But Latina, that one of the things they do better than most, not everyone, is, you know, they take care of the family. Like I said, I've never got my own food once in my life. I've always been served by my wife. She, you know, she does things that I don't do. she's the person who, you know, we have our roles in this world, you know, husband and wife, man and woman, but, you know, she's definitely the person who goes above and beyond. She'll come out and help me fix cars when I can't do it myself. You know, especially the last couple of years, she I had some issues fixing things, and she'll come out and just be there for moral support.
Oh, that's sweet.
She'll be there to hold one little bolt in place while I somehow move my jagged, trimmering, shaking hands into place to get it done. You know, it's somebody like that
who's that's also traits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It is. It really is. Especially getting dirty with grease, right? And, you know, the ability to forgive and forget. Oh, yeah. I won't say forget. Nobody ever forgets. But, you know, to forgive. I think that's one of the more underappreciated roles of having just a marriage in general, but also having a terminal disease like MSA, where, you know, you have to be able to forgive.
Because I get really mean sometimes.
I've heard through the grapevine. Yeah. The director of MSA told me that you were punching him in the hotel. That's all I heard. I'm just kidding.
Phil!
Yeah, no, but that's, you know, it takes a special person to stay with you through MSA. It takes a special person to know what's going to happen, to know how bad it's going to get, mm-hmm. and still stick there by your side, you know, for better or for worse. It is.
We've only been married 13 years. And I've been going through this for 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we only had 8 years of a normal marriage. And five years.
Okay. Yeah.
He's been having to put up with me in MSA. And I'd say, you know, it gets really emotional on the patient at times.
Oh, yeah.
And you can get kind of hateful and take it out on the other person. And I don't mean to, but he knows that. He knows when it's just the MSA kicking in, being the mean tiger or whatever.
Yeah, and sometimes, to your point, we're just talking about me jumping in and asking questions. To your point, you know, like you said, sometimes having MSA gets lonely, and not for the reason that people are probably thinking, but when you have losing the ability to control your actions and thoughts, and like you said, you and me and other people going out, you know, taking it out on your spouses or partners.
Outbursts of anger or emotional outbursts that we have.
Yeah, there's a time where I started doing it. I noticed I do it for a reason, but I start not doing these things. I start questioning speaking up, and it, because am I wrong? Am I making it up? Am I acting out of proportion, right? Is it me just... Is it MSA talking, or is it actually me talking?
You don't know. Sometimes you can't tell.
You can't. Yeah. I mean, it's crazy though. When you start losing your memory, like I started losing my short term, but you start losing your memory. There's times where you just don't know what the hell's going on. And I will say sometimes it's better to be quiet than to speak up and be wrong. But, you know, as long as you have that partner that understands the process, then, you know, continue to speak out for sure.
Okay. And my next person I want to thank is my real therapist. She's one that helps me with those outbursts of emotional crying outbursts and anger through the weeks. If it weren't for Jennifer, she's my earth angel, is what I call her. I don't know where I would be or what I would do. She really helps me get through those hard times. And she's been my therapist for 6 years now.
Is she a physical therapist, occupational? Is she?
No, just a counselor.
Counselor, okay. I got one of those.
Got two. We have to have one of those be the.
Yeah.
That's what you're gonna say, you really do.
Yeah, I encourage you. I encourage your mental support in any way that's out. I don't care if it's religious or professional or whatever, informal. That's what it has to be for sure.
She's a psychologist, a Christian psychologist. So I really, really enjoy talking to her. I started out talking to her a year before I was started being sick or whatever. She's seen the progression.
Yeah.
She's heard the progression since I don't go see her physically, you know. And each week she's like, okay, what's going on this week, Daisy? What chapter are we on?
Right, yeah, you know, every week, every month is a separate chapter. And that's another thing is, you know, it's so hard when doctors are coming and going. It's so hard to stand this. I've had so many therapists, psychologists, psychiatrists, regular doctors, neurologists come and go because they move, they find better opportunities, they buy a house out in Arizona or in Florida. You know, it's so hard for, if we had a lifelong problem that took 20 or 30 years, maybe not the biggest deal, but when you're constricted to half a dozen years, then, you know, you lose your caretakers, you know, your doctors and advocates. It's, you have to play catch up all over again. It's really interesting. I've been thinking about that the last couple of days too.
Speaking of the doctors, you know, my movement disorder specialist that diagnosed me, he got promoted to head of neurology and clinical research. And
what's his name?
His name is Rohit Dahl, Dr. Dahl. He's from Arizona. He's going to come on next month and speak with us.
Good, good. He's coming on next month?
Next month, yeah.
So excellent.
Look forward to seeing or hearing him.
Yeah, that will be interesting. That will be very fulfilling for anyone that's listening, for sure, including myself.
Very educational.
Yeah, I'm going to put a suit and bow tie on for that one.
Get dressed up, huh?
Yeah, get a little glass of wine while we're here. Make the best of it, right?
That's all. Nobody can see us.
I'll say something else. And, you know, I don't want to go too far down a rabbit's hole with this one, but I imagine it applies to most people in life. Yeah, either you have things or you don't have things. Either we're well off or we're not. I can tell you, as I told her today, my mother and her husband, you know, I told him, I said, you know, I wish that if I were in your circumstance and, you know, I was in her place, that I would have the ability and heart to do what she did. You know, my mom and her husband have been a resource for us for just not the last couple of years, but for a long time. You know, not everybody grows up and has healthy bodies. Not everybody grows up and has their psyches are perfect, you know, they work properly or things like that, you know. I mentioned that in one of my YouTube videos where I never had a clean break in life. I was always sick as a child. I had some weird diseases that are just crazy. Like I said, one of 8 people in the world to have this one pneumonia related to smoking, which is crazy. Just, you know, if it's not for people, in this case, I'm talking about my mom and her husband, for their goodwill and wanting to help, who knows where we would be. You know, it's so hard to find help. But anytime I ever needed anything, you know, my mom and her husband were like, what do you need? Obviously not for a box of chocolate and some more liquor at the liquor store, but they happen to support, you know, just like we're there for our kids.
I have to be rhetorical and say that I can be thankful for my stepmom. My dad passed away, but she's still my mom. Mm-hmm. And she's a nurse. She takes me to all my movement sore specialist appointments.
Yep.
And she says, you know, let me know if you need anything. She lives 5 miles off the road, so she's always handy. There's been times when I've fallen and can't get up. My husband was at home. You know, it was before I got really bad. And I call her mom. I'm on the floor. I need your help. I've fallen down and I can't get up.
Literally, right? Oh, that's horrible. That's the one that I got my watch on. My watch, when I fall, it'll send, it's done it before. If I'm on an accident, it's called and sent emails and GPS to my mom and wife, and then I'll call the cops after 911 after like 10 seconds. But that's a scary thing to go through, you know. But yeah, I have a few people that have anything I need brought to me, whatever. And even Rosa, you know, she's offered anything. I mean, even to move in and take care of me, even to sell her house, move in with us, and help take care of me.
No way. I mean,
that says a lot. I mean, that's.
I've told my mom to sell her house and come live with me.
Right. Yeah, but you know, it's hard to do those things. You know, it takes a very special person to be serious about it. So.
Like our last episode.
Trisha, right? Moved in with
Susan.
Was it Susan?
Yeah.
Yeah, moved in with
all the way from Washington State to New York.
Right, coast to coast. So yeah, you know, there's so many things to be thankful for besides the stereotypical. Oh, I'm happy for my 85-inch TV upstairs and my Yeti Blue X microphone. We were talking, whatever. That stuff is long past. You know, it's the things that are going to last and be there.
Even with MSI, we can still be thankful for things. Yeah. I'm thankful for the humorous things that happens to us. You know, make light of them, keep us going. Can't dwell on all the negative stuff, so just try to make everything positive as possible.
My mother mentioned that, I think, today. She says, could we went to the lawyers, just start preparing some documents, you know, power of attorneys and things like that. And she said this today. Literally on the way back, she says, I can't believe how much you guys joke about your condition in a nice way, in a happy way. And I told her, I said, you have to. If you don't, this thing will eat you alive.
Isn't that the truth?
It's like you guys joke about each other all the time. Like, yeah, I mean, it's true. I mean, Daisy cries a lot, and I pretend to do work on the podcast. I mean, it's both very true. We're not lying here.
No, that's what balances us out.
It does. It does.
Funny. My mom, really, I am thankful for her. She has helped us, like you said, so much lately. In the past few years that I haven't been able to work, you know, she's been there for us. Mm-hmm. He can't work because he has to take care of me. But before, when he was working or when I was just starting to fall, she was off work or she was right off the road, she was there to help me get up, or, you know, if I needed some stitches or whatever. She was really handy.
Stitches. I walk around, my wife would tell me a couple times a week, she's like, what did you do to your feet or your knees, your leg? I'm like, what do you mean? I look down, I'm bleeding. I'm like, I have no idea. Like, I hit something. I don't know what it is yet. I'll let you know when I find out, you know?
Wow. Yeah.
We need those people to draw attention to our injuries and also help us from time to time. Absolutely. I'll go out on a limb here and say, not a limb, but more distant thankfulness, but I'm thankful to have the opportunity to be on this God's given earth with the opportunity to still talk to people, to interact, to move around, to go outside. Again, it's not the way it used to be two and a half years ago, but you know, when we think, I'm sure all of us have lost somebody spontaneously. You know, we lost a good friend late last year to a cardiac arrest. Probably my only friend in Northwest Indiana. I mean, true friend I grew to know for many years. And when my doctors and friends, family, and everybody else says, you know, you seem okay with MSA. I sit there and say, well, I'm not going to complain because my friend never had the time to complain. You know, it's
never had a chance to say goodbye.
Never, not a chance to do anything, right? It's all based on past history and nothing else. So, you know, I'm happy to have just simply the opportunity to not have taken, have my life taken away from some random instant death of disease that I actually have time to make progress, you know?
I don't want to say too much because I wrote books about my life, you know, but, you know, my mother and my father were both taken from me quickly, and they didn't have that chance either. And I asked somebody not too long ago, I said, would you rather have the chance to say some goodbyes to somebody or just have them taken away from you quickly? You know, I've had both in my life, and I have to say, now that I look back, I liked better with the ones that had. I don't like the suffering that they went through, but I like that I had the chance to be there with them and tell them goodbye, and it's okay to go.
Yeah, I think it comes down to the condition, the situation, the circumstance surrounding their passing, right? If it was something, you know, stage four cancer or stage five, whatever the worst thing is, they're dying of pain and suffering, and they got 3 months to go, probably a quick death or passing would be better. You know, like I guess like my father, you know, which goes into probably my next thankfulness, which ties into yours, but and this sounds really horrible, but I'm thankful not that my father had a 12, 14 year condition that resulted in his death of overdosing on prescriptions. Not thankful for that.
No.
I'm thankful that I was able to see him go through it and learn from it.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Because I mean, we spoke about this before, and I'm not going to say specifics on this one, but some people don't care about your condition. They don't ever come talk to you. They don't come around. We're not family anymore. We're not friends anymore. But
it's too hard for them, maybe.
Yeah.
They don't know what's going through their heads, just like they don't know what's going through ours.
Right. And that's what I think bleeds people away, is being prepared for things or not. And you can't be prepared for what you don't know. I get that. But if there is a silver lining to my father's death and his long battle with a horrible nerve injury that spread to his whole body,
wow.
It's that I was able to see, like I told my mom today, I'm prepared. I've seen pain every day. I've seen it every aching moment. I've seen what the sun will do to nerve pain on the skin. I've seen what a man in the military, you know, or in my family, so what just a breeze in the summer will make him cry from pain because of the nerve damage. Right? Yeah, I've seen it from time. I've seen my father doped up from too much medicine, from other things, from many things, trying to kill the sorrow. I'm not afraid to say it. My dad did a lot of things. Let's not pretend that we're perfect, right? But seeing him experiment and try things, both proper and improper, you know, also shows to me
the good and the bad.
Yeah, at least potential and not potential. So, you know, experiences tells us everything in life. I think life is nothing but experiences that we learn from. And of course, I wish obviously my father's still here, but that was going to happen anyway. So having that said, you know, I'm happy for every experience I go through because it's always an opportunity to
learn from it.
To learn from it and try to avoid the pitfalls of other people's mistakes, even if it's family.
Exactly. I definitely can relate and understand that. So we have a lot to be thankful for, you and I.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why I say it's best to focus on the positive things when you're going through MSA. Not if we focus on the negative things all the time, man, where would we be?
We'll be more angry than we are. Depressed and on tons of antidepressant medicines, and not that those are bad, but you know.
What did I do to deserve this? You know,
yes.
Parties and.
Seriously, how many? I've read so many posts. I've read thousands of Reddit posts, just Reddit, of people on there with just not only MSA, but any neurodegenerative disease saying, why me, right? What did I do wrong in my life? Why is God punishing me, like, from A to Z?
You know what? In my book, I say that. It's like, I say, why not me?
Yeah.
It's just like Job.
Job. Yeah, that's the third time we had on a podcast. You mentioned Job. Yeah. They through the book of Job, and he still prevailed. You know, that's.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I'd rather take MSA than what Job had. I can tell you that right now.
I think I might think the same thing there, David.
Yeah, it was a good example of the Job is in the book of Job. Absolutely.
Well, I would like to just wish everybody out there a happy Thanksgiving.
Me too. Happy gobbles, and hope you enjoy your pumpkin pie. And like me, I eat too much pecan pie, and my mom's stuffing and turkey. Mashed potatoes. Like, it doesn't have to be Thanksgiving. It could be any food.
I'm enjoying the smoked turkey. I've never had smoked turkey. And this year I'm going to have it twice, so I'm looking forward to some more of that. Get some more Chipotle, a big nap, and I'll be all curled up like a cat and be all good.
Yeah, that's true. Just want to oversleep for our next podcast, Daisy, okay?
I'll try not to.
Well, I appreciate it. It's been wonderful. Not only are we thankful for a lot of things in our lives, especially still having time left, but, you know, those that are listening can be thankful as well for anything, be it big or something very small. That's what we're here for.
Absolutely. I hope we can find a way somehow that we can have our listeners join our show in the comments or something.
We can get to some type of streaming, live streaming, and by the way, Google has some live streaming, which we could talk about after this.
We'll figure out something so we can have you listeners on the show with us instead of having to listen to us later. But we like to make it for take care of our mistakes.
Well, I'm not gonna have a job if you do that. I won't have any editing job. You know, it's my job will be eliminated.
Well, then they have to hear our mistakes that you take away.
That's true. All my bad jokes. Yep.
Well, thanks everybody. Y'all have a great evening, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on Friday.
Thank you, Daisy. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.